From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At least 18 people, some of them civilians, have been killed by a car bomb in the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, a monitor said Sunday. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack in the capital of the province of Idlib. Earlier Sunday, Syrian regime forces seized a key town in the province, according to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Government forces backed by Russian air power captured Sinjar, the biggest town in the southeast of the province. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says it is, quote, good for the United States that North and South Korea are set to engage in high-level talks. But she warned on Sunday that the North's nuclear ambitions still pose a, quote, serious threat to the world. She told ABC News this is a very dangerous situation. She said the United States is not letting up on the pressure to end North Korea's nuclear weapons development and warned we can destroy them too. She said that if North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were to launch a nuclear attack on the United States, it is not going to be the United States that is destroyed. Former Egyptian Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik announced Sunday that he would not be running for president in the country's 2018 elections, reversing a former promise to challenge Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who is widely expected to win. In a statement posted on Twitter, Shafik said, I have seen that I will not be the ideal person to lead the state's affairs during the coming period. He said his absence from the country for the past 5 years has distanced him from being able to follow what's going on. This is VOA News.